You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Based on the evidence, the phrase based on is starting to be challenged by the phrase based off.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Based on what I hear every day, it kind of seems like these two phrases are being used interchangeably.
I cannot tell you how upset some of my colleagues at the University of Michigan would be to hear you say that. This is one of these usage issues that I hear about from my colleagues who stop me and say, what is going on with students using based off, or often they say based off of, because both are in use. And they say to me, it should be based on what is happening. And I want to say, we're going to lose this one. Based off of is happening. But this is making some people not very happy. I went and looked in online databases to see what's happening here. Based off of has been on the rise since about 1980. Now, I do want to note that the numbers are still small. So for people who like based on, you're in good shape. In 2008, if we look in Google Books, the ratio of based on to based off of is approximately 10,000 to 1. The threat remains distant, but based off of is on the rise. It's on the rise fairly rapidly, which is why my colleagues at the university are noticing it. They're seeing it in student writing. They're hearing it in all of our speech. It is more common in speech than it is in writing, but you're starting to see it in writing. Now, this is a good time to step back and say that prepositions in English are notoriously idiomatic. We can make logical arguments on multiple sides. Let's start with based on. You can make a logical argument that it should be based on because you have the base, you have the foundation, and then you're building something on that. So of course it should be based on. And I see you nodding, like, makes total sense. Now I'm going to try to make an equally or at least logical case for based off or based off of, which is, okay, so you have this foundation and that's your jumping off point. So you're going from that and you're launching off of it to the next thing, which is why it's based off.
Fair enough. That's a good argument.
Now, I also want to say that prepositions don't even have to be logical. Let's think about a phrase like as a result. Why is it as a result and not in a result or for a result or by a result? And the answer is because the idiom is as a result. But we know that we say in conclusion, for a reason. So we could say for a result, but we don't. It's just to say this is often how prepositions work. They are fixed phrases, but those phrases can change over time. And we've talked about on this show another phrase that's changing, which is by accident is becoming on accident.
And that's okay.
It is okay, and it's happening. Now, I do think it's fair if people say off of feels more informal. I think it does feel more informal. And I was thinking about a phrase like borrow from versus borrow off. I borrowed $5 from my friend. I borrowed $5 off my friend. For me, off my friend is definitely more informal.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Or something like going off what she said. So I think that is a fair thing to say, is that right now based on versus based off or based off of, one is going to sound more formal than the other. There are people who don't like off of as a double preposition. Again, I understand that. But changes happen. Prepositions, those kinds of idiomatic expressions change. And I think we need to allow these two forms right now to sit next to each other in variation.
And we'll all be okay. And I'm basing that off of previous segments where we've discussed these sorts of language shifts and everything turns out okay. True story.
Very true. Well said, Rebecca. I hope you have a great Sunday.
Yeah, you too. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.